Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back into You Better You Bet. Kate Constable and Mark Drumheller here hanging out with you for the next 2 hours, 20 minutes or so. 2 hours and 20 minutes to be exact. Not or so, Mark. we're going to talk to Zach Badgerhouse, content creator over at Stadium, in just a few minutes. But Mark, he reminded, and we'll touch on this with him as well. He reminded us in the break, there's some drama that's going to be happening in this next series between the Pacers and the Knicks, because Brunson played under Rick Carlisle in Dallas. I forgot that Carlisle was still the coach when Brunson was there.
Yeah, so I always like a little layer of drama in a good playoff series, you know, and this is one. We look at the series and how they're going to play out. Everyone's going to be talking about what goes on out west, right? You're going to have Thunder and Mavs likely. You're going to have Nuggets and Timberwolves. So this Knicks-Pacers series, I think it needs a little tea. It needs a little spice in there to get people excited, and I think this is it. You know, you got, you know, Brunson going up against Carlisle. And I love it, man. I hope that it continues throughout the series. I hope to get a little needling from both sides back and forth. And we talked about it before, Kate. Like, I think Pacers are live here. I think that this is going to be a lengthy series. I wouldn't be surprised if it went 7 games. So a little bit of drama mixed in there. I mean, it makes it all the better. Plus, it's Knicks-Pacers, right? So it gives you the old Reggie Miller Madison Square Garden vibes, right, from back in the day.
The Knicks are kind of like the problem child. They've had drama with, you know, the Sixers back and forth, and Embiid getting chippy with them, a lot of physicality. Now there's kind of the storylines outside with this Pacers series and Carlisle and Brunson. It's going to be a very exciting one. So we're going to bring in Zach Badgerhouse. He's an NBA content creator over at Stadium, also co-host on Points in the Paint podcast. Zach, thanks for joining us. You're the one that brought up in the break before we came back this Carlisle and Brunson storyline. How much do you think that's going to factor in terms of how Jalen Brunson performs in this next series?
Oh, he's definitely going to be trying to lick his chops for sure. I guess, especially against a team in the Indiana Pacers that kind of struggled defensively. Now, they kind of stepped it up and had some moments against the Milwaukee Bucks there in that first round, but obviously no Giannis, and so that was an easier outcome for them to kind of take care of business. But I'm looking at this Rick Carlisle situation. Listen, it was a Game 7 between the Dallas Mavericks and I believe the Los Angeles Clippers, where when you look at that scenario of Jalen Brunson only playing 10 minutes and he was the second option on that Dallas Mavericks team, I think Jalen Brunson is going to have a little bulletin board material as they go into that series against Indiana Pacers.
I love it, Zach. Let's talk about tonight's game. Another unassuming series going on, but very competitive. Cleveland against Orlando. These teams have traded wins on their home court. It goes back to Orlando. Very young team at a pressure spot, trying to force a Game 7. Just give me some insight on what your thoughts are on tonight's game.
I love this series because this is obviously the series that everyone has talked about the least. But I would argue they've given us some great games. They've given us some great playoff basketball games, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. And like you said, both teams have protected home floor. And so I think that's going to be the case tonight. I think the Orlando Magic is going to force a game seven. They're going to win tonight at home. Those young guys have played so well throughout the entire season, playing so well, you know, under Mosley. And so when you look at it from that perspective, I think that everybody, whether it's Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner and the crew, Cole Anthony coming off the bench, no matter who it is, I think it's going to be a huge lift for them. And they're going to have the crowd hype down in Orlando Magic. You'll be able to cue that song after the win.
Zach, so many people have talked throughout the playoffs thus far of Jalen Brunson's performance. He's been fabulous. Tyrese Maxey, then up and down, but okay. Anthony Edwards, kind of a breakout postseason so far. He's really kind of just exploded over these last couple of games. But Paolo Banchero isn't being talked about quite as much, like you mentioned, because this whole series is not being talked about. He had 39 points in this last game, shot almost 60% from the field
in the second half.
Yeah, like, how do you just assess him as a player going forward in this league? And then would you consider any of his props tonight?
Oh, I would definitely consider whatever his point prop is. I would definitely take it. I would definitely take it. Because he's going to come out and be assertive and be aggressive. So I would definitely lean towards his point prop tonight. And I would even go out on a limb and say he's going to bang out on the boards too. And I would even sprinkle a little bit for a double-double too, just because he's at home. They're going to be energetic. That fan base has seen two playoff games now so far. They're going to get their third tonight. And I just believe they're going to be so hyped. So I would definitely lean towards Paolo Banchero's points tonight. And maybe he'll get on the glass and get you a double-double too.
Brunson's old team, the Dallas Mavericks, take on the Clippers tonight, looking to close out that series and head to Oklahoma City. Big favorites, -8.5. Clippers, without Kawhi Leonard, just trying to get by in advance. What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
8.5, I think that's kind of heavy considering the fact that, you know, I get the last game was kind of a blowout, but I think they're just going to come out desperate. Right. So I believe the Clippers will come out desperate early on. I still think the Mavericks win the game, but I think that spread is a little too high. So I don't think they'll necessarily cover the Dallas Mavericks, but I do believe that they'll win this game and move on to the second round because there's no Kawhi for the Los Angeles Clippers. And that's just been a detriment to that team so far throughout these playoffs and even towards the end of the regular season. Right. So when you look at it from that perspective, we've been dying. And as basketball fans, NBA fans, we have been dying to see Kawhi Leonard on the basketball floor. Like, we've been just craving that just to see what it will look like because this series may be completely different if Kawhi Leonard's on the floor and he's healthy. And I got to give him a little credit because he did play those 70-plus games this year or 68-plus games this season, but still we did not get a chance, opportunity to see him when it matters the most.
I go back and forth with Kawhi. Like, half the time, I'm pissed at him, and I'm annoyed, and I'm like, dude, get it together. Don't you want to be out there? And then I think it's because his personality is so shy and kind of nonchalant that it feels like he doesn't want to be there. And I know as a competitor, he does, and he's actually injured. And any other player, like, he would kind of accept it a little bit more. But we just see this over and over with Kawhi. In terms of the Clippers as a whole, like, where do they go from here? Because clearly Paul George and James Harden aren't going to be able to get it done for you. Kawhi's going to be hurt every postseason. Like, how does this team move forward in any sort of means?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that team has a lot to look at this offseason, whether it's Tyronn Lue, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, whether it's the rumors sprinkled around Paul George that he could end up in Philly or a request to go somewhere else. Like, there's so many speculations centered around that team. And you got to talk about the elephant in the room. That is James Harden, who left Philly because he didn't get paid. And so because he didn't get paid, he's looking to get paid. And his performance right now, you have to ask that question. Are you willing to give James Harden a contract that he desires, with the way he's played throughout this postseason? Like, you can't go 2-for-12 and then ask me for $30 million a year. Like, it just can't happen. It can't happen that way, and it won't happen that way if I'm the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. And then you got the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers with this new arena that they're going to have, right? And so you want to put the best product you possibly can on that floor for that new arena. And when you look at it from that perspective, you got Paul George, who may have one foot in, one foot out, and all these speculations around Tyronn Lue now as of today, which him may be going across the street. So when you have all that going around, the Los Angeles Clippers are in a tough pickle for this offseason because of all these speculated rumors that center around that team and an unknown contract situation with James Harden.
Zach, you brought up my Philadelphia 76ers, so now we're going to go there. Tobias Harris likely going to be on the way out. That's going to free them up to kind of bring some players in. You mentioned Paul George. Been a little bit of rumblings. Can they pry Jimmy Butler back from Miami? What are your thoughts on the Sixers moving forward after Maxey had the big series against the Knicks? And what player would you like to see them go out and grab?
See, that's a great question, right? Because obviously Maxey's going to get the rookie extension. At least I expect him to. And you said something, Kate, that I might have the bone to pick with a little bit. You know, so I personally feel like, and shout out to Cam Smith, because we had a great conversation this morning. Shout out to Cam Smith inside the association on stadium. We had an interesting conversation today where we talked about Maxey versus Brunson. And I was telling him, I mean, up until the last game of that series, I would argue that Maxey was outplaying Brunson. And we kind of had a back and forth moment with that. And I thought Maxey was playing out of his mind, and he was doing the whole record thing and, you know, doing this the best thing since Michael Jordan and Jerry West with the 46-point performance and all that. And so I thought he had played exceptionally well. And I thought Brunson started the series out struggling, to be honest. But that's neither here nor there. The Knicks moved on. The Sixers did not. And so the Sixers have something to look at in terms of Tobias Harris. I'm glad you started out like that. Probably not coming back. You cannot play 30 minutes and get 2 points in a playoff game, but just running up and down, getting cardio. That is not acceptable. And so, yes, a man that has not made an all-star team yet, have made $250 million, should not return to your team. And they should probably follow that rumor and speculation and maybe target a Paul George, a guy that can also help Joel Embiid. So you don't have to put so much on him night in and night out. And he's out here going for 70 points one night, and the next he's in a DNP for 3 to 4 months almost. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you want to add another guy just for the health sake of a Joel Embiid. A prominent guy like a Paul George would be fitting because you're essentially replacing the same body type with a Tobias Harris, but a way better player.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
He is Zach Badger House, content creator and producer over at Stadium. Zach, we appreciate you jumping on and all your insight. Enjoy watching the games tonight.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, Kate. I'm glad when you guys call me, hit me up. I'm always able to join.
Well, we will talk to you again very soon, I'm sure. We're going to talk to NBA vet Kendall Gill on the other side, get his thoughts on the Lakers, who their next coach might be, as well as tonight's games. That's next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.